This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. On September 10th, French magistrates announced they had foiled a terrorist plot. The alleged targets included the American Embassy in Paris and the U.S. Consulate in Marseille. Police zeroed in on a town outside Paris, and by late September had 9 suspects in custody. NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
France's anti-terror judges launched their probe based on a confession. The alleged ringleader, a Franco-Algerian man named Jamel Begal, had been arrested in the United Arab Emirates in July while returning from Afghanistan. Police in Dubai said he confessed to plotting a series of attacks on U.S. targets in Europe on orders from a deputy of Osama bin Laden. But this month, Begal was extradited to France, where he recanted. He said he'd been tortured. Police, however, had already acted on his confession, rounding up 7 other suspects around Paris and 1 in England. French anti-terror judges think the men operated in and around the pleasant housing project called La Cité de l'Ermitage, a half-hour's drive outside of Paris. It's recess at the school 50 yards away from the ground floor apartment lived in by another terror suspect, Kamel Daoudi. The 27-year-old had a computer science degree and was an assistant at the community internet room in a nearby town. Residents remember many different men coming to pray in his apartment here. Investigators think it was the communications hub of Begal's terror network. They found dismantled cell phones and alarm clocks in their raid, devices they say could have been used in bombs. But if Daoudi was a radical Islamist, he took pains to keep a low profile, dressing Western style and not growing a beard. Neither did the men who came to pray with him, say neighbors. Martin Cole, out walking his poodle by the school, says Daoudi gave no cause for concern.
He seemed a good man, made no noise, and wasn't violent. He went unnoticed.
The boss of another suspect also didn't notice anything out of the ordinary. Katia Martin is the deputy mayor of Corbeil-Essonne. She hired 23-year-old Jean-Marc Grandvizier to keep an eye on the boys of the tougher housing projects in Corbeil. She says Grandvizier was a convert to Islam, but never proselytized. In fact, he was good at his job, well-liked and respected.
He is very, very a nice boy, and he helped a lot of the boys on the city. So that's why for them, today, it's an error. This boy is not a terrorist.
The other suspects include a former professional soccer player who lived here in Corbeil before moving to Belgium, where he was arrested with explosives. His alleged role was a suicide mission to blow up the U.S. Embassy in Paris. While there is disbelief among many residents of Corbeil at such revelations, police had been suspicious for a while. Authorities suspect the men belonged to an Islamist group called Takfir wal-Hijra. It was created in Egypt and spread in the training camps of Pakistan and Afghanistan. Takfir preaches war against enemies of the faith, even fellow Muslims. In the name of their cause, members are allowed to break the law and engage in activities most other Muslims shun. Jean Capel, a leading specialist on political Islam, says that gives them great stealth in society.
They are not obliged to show signs of piety. They don't have to wear beards. They don't go to mosques because they think that you should not pray behind an imam, a preacher who's a false Muslim in their understanding.
It will be some time before the truth emerges about the network targeting U.S. institutions in Europe. Some of the men arrested were destroying computer hard drives and diskettes and flushing things down the toilet when officers raided their hideout in late September. But if the men are found guilty, they will have done a good job of hiding their secret war behind an everyday mask. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Corbeil-Essonne.